and welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric the Great, the lovely Kathleen, and this is our, what is this, our Thanksgiving special.
But of course, this song is from Adam's Family Values.
Oh, yeah.
During the play that all the kids put on for the first Thanksgiving.
That's very cool. Very cool. But joining us right now, we're really honored, excited. I've been a big fan of this lady for so long. Academy Award nominations for her roles in The Goodbye Girl, Cinderella, Liberty, Only When I Laugh, and Chapter 2. And among a lot of different TV shows, and no stranger to stage. Let's welcome Marsha Mason. Marsha, how are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you. Thank you for that very nice introduction.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And, of course, you're the director for a play that opening night is tonight, An Act of God. So tell us a little bit about that show. We're going to be there, by the way. We're excited.
Oh, cool. Yes, we're very excited for it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what this play's about.
Well, it was written by David Javerbaum, who was one of the lead writers for The Daily Show, and Jon Stewart. So obviously there's a great deal of comedy, but it is about a play about God coming down and deciding to rewrite the Ten Commandments. Mm. And it filled with, I think, very insightful comments and thought-provoking questions and lots of laughter.
Oh, man, I can't wait. This is, and of course, the lead actress is Paige Davis, and she's pretty well known in her own right.
Oh, absolutely. And part of the caveat of the entire production is the way David wrote it. That somebody with some celebrity recognition, and they get to, God says that he has decided to, or she has decided to come down and take on the persona of that individual, although that individual doesn't know that they're really there. And so originally on Broadway, it was done with Jim Parsons and Sean Hayes. And fortunately, the playwright and David Ira Goldstein decided that God should be a woman, and that's why I'm here to direct it, because I thought that was a terrific idea. And we have a fabulous actor playing God, Paige Davis.
Wow. And then, of course, she's joined with James Gleason from...
from the show, from the Broadway show. He plays the Archangel Gabriel, and Max Lawrence is playing Archangel Michael, her wingman, as she puts it.
Man, that is... Now, have you ever done stuff in Phoenix before, or is this your first
time? No, this is my first time both in Tucson and Phoenix, and I must say I've had an absolutely fabulous experience working with Arizona Theater Company. You all are so lucky to have a resident theater company like this. They're so professional.
Aren't they
phenomenal? I think you're
going
to love it. Yes, phenomenal. Exactly.
I have been so impressed since I came over from San Diego and started coming to the Arizona Theater Company productions here. I'm just amazed at their professionalism of the caliber of shows that they have and bring
exactly.
here.
Exactly. Yep.
And just... the tremendous, tremendous talent that we have here. I did think we should point out, though, that Paige on her blog is so excited about doing this Act of God here with the Arizona Theater Company. But it was really cute how she said that it's being directed by you, which in and of itself is a dream come true.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, I feel the same about her. It's a complete love fest between the four of us. We're having a great time, and I honestly think that the audience will have a wonderful time as well. They've been very responsive. She's getting standing ovations, and we had a wonderful house last night and the night before. So I think your audiences will be pleased. Hopefully they will anyway.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and Marsha, you know, you've had such a wonderful career yourself. I mean, phenomenal acting and both film, TV, stage. What do you prefer the most? I mean, doing film, directing, stage. I mean,
what... Well, I mean, I do love it all. Like, for example, in January, I go into rehearsal at Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. as an actor in a play called titled Watch on the Rhine, which was written by Lillian Hellman in 1939. And I think for me, after having done this much work over these years, it is hard sometimes to be challenged after you've been fortunate enough to work on wonderful material. And comedy is terrific, but then so is drama. And so I just look for those things that pique my interest, that are about something, that have some level of complexity, whether it's in the humor or the pathos of it all, or the character itself is contradictory and interesting. And then sometimes it's more about who you're going to work with. One of the most wonderful experiences I had in television was working on Frasier, and again, being able to recur on certain shows like The Middle or Madam Secretary or whatever. It gives you an opportunity to, there's something about working with people, and if you get a chance to do it twice, even if you get to do the play twice. I was lucky enough to do All's Well That Ends Well at the Shakespeare Company in Washington, D.C., twice in two different theaters. Mm. And it's such an exciting experience because they're both very different. And there was a year between each performance, and it helped me to deepen, I think, the experience for myself and the audience the second time around. Because with Shakespeare, of course, there's a great deal to fathom and break apart and get into and all of that. So I really like it a lot. And I think that's why I like directing, too, because I have to maintain a kind of objectivity. The actor gets to go into their roles and their situations and break it apart for themselves and make it their own. And I have to be on the outside and just see what is the arc that the playwright is trying to devise and what is the overall message. And so that's a completely different discipline, and consequently it challenges me. And so I get very excited about directing, too.
Well, that's sort of cool, because I had a question about being a director. Now, is it sort of like a sports coach where, you know, most of the work is done prior to the game, you know, practices, foundational issues. Mm-hmm. And during the game, hopefully there's not much going on, but you still do some direction there. So do you direct also after, you know, during the shows or after the show and make your comments? Or is it all completely done prior to opening night?
Well, there's a lot of pre-production, but in directing, but that has more to do with reading the play and really becoming intimately related to the play from all aspects, all the characters, as well as what is your concept of the play, what is it you feel the play is about as a director, and then you also have to put together a team, and that's where it's so exciting. Extraordinary, for example, here in Arizona, to have such a professional level team in you know, the lighting design, the costuming, the production, the props, the whole nine yards, and you're creating a set that hopefully the actors can enjoy being in, and the audience can enjoy looking at. So there's all of that kind of pre-production. But then when you go into rehearsal, it's the director's job to make the environment as safe as possible for the actor to explore and see what it is that the actor's going to bring. I remember there was a terrific quote years ago that Carl Malden gave once, and he was a terrific sort of actor studio type actor and had done a lot of theater and wound up doing a lot of television. In the 70s, I think. Anyway, he always thought he wanted to direct. And so he finally directed, and he said that he found out that he was a terrible director because all he wanted was the actors to do it the way he would have done it.
Oh, gotcha.
So you can't do that with directing. You have to kind of create an environment for the actor, see what it is they're going to bring, and nudge it along and help mold it. And then it begins to take off on its own, and it becomes the actor's play. It's no longer yours. So, but I do stay with the play through the previews, through the whole rehearsal process. But once the play opens, it's theirs. You should probably, on a long run, come back periodically just to make sure everything is still tight and that the points are being made. But it really becomes more their play than it is yours.
Well, and probably you having been such a phenomenal actress yourself, working with wonderful directors, being able to take that and put that into them is really important as well. And we have to wrap up because we're at the end of our hour, but I want to just remind people, and especially, I think you're such a wonderful iconic figure for women these days and for young girls.
You.
You've raced cars, you've raised herbs in New Mexico, you're a phenomenal actress, and the horizon, there's so many new things on the horizon for you. We're so happy to have had you on our show, and we appreciate this, and we can't wait to see Act of God.
And that's tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Saturday, and a closing performance December 4th, so get out there tonight or during the week, and
Herberger
it ends
Theater.
December 4th at Herberger Theater. Marsha Mason, thank you so much for calling in, and hopefully we'll see you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Great Marsha Mason. Boy,
what a talent.
Loved her films. Just incredible, really.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving,
happy
everyone.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Breakthrough Entertainment. Bye-bye.
Holly Gift Guide next week.
Hey,